I'm curious where you see drug development in general heading, including in colorectal cancer. As a non-clinical investigator sort of looking out, it kind of seems like there's starting to be kind of a traffic jam. And you kind of wonder how we're going to study all these new agents and how are we going to bring them into earlier stage disease. Any thoughts about that?
I think that's an excellent point. And we have talked about that and we have been pushing pharma. We certainly don't have the answers, but we've been pushing pharma to think about some smaller randomized trials to find out how best to do this. I think, as I alluded to, it's hard to do the trials where maybe you don't have to give quite as much drug or give it for quite as long or drop the chemotherapy and continue the biologic. And I just hate to randomize 5,000 patients when there's so much uncertainty. And I think that we've got to get away from this era of quickly saying, well, there's plenty of patients out there. Let's randomize 3,000 or 4,000 or 5,000 patients to see a 1% or 2% or 3% difference. I think these drugs are expensive. I think there's a lot out there that are being studied. There's a number of EGFR inhibitors, a number of angiogenesis inhibitors. We need to do, talking about 100 to 200 patient randomized phase twos with some high bars to show an impact. And if there isn't a big impact difference there, then let the style of medicine and the toxicities and the patient sort of sort that out with their doctors. But if there really is an impact, then confirm it with a larger trial. You're exactly right. There is a logjam there. And we entered into an era where we said, okay, we'll have competing trials. It's fair. There's reasons people are eligible for one and not another, and there's oral and IV and this and that for toxicities. But we've got 3 or 4 very good large randomized trials in both colon and lung frontline that are all looking at permutations of EGFR inhibitor, angiogenesis inhibitor, or another biologic.